Welcome to Discovering Responsible Wealth. I'm your host, Frank Angelos. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Our topic today is, what are the best opportunities for you to succeed? And a little bit about getting alignment in your life. And with that in mind, I'd like to start off with just a little quote from Proverbs here, which says, "Of what use is money in the hands of fools when they have no heart to acquire wisdom?" And with that in mind, you know, when we think in terms of being successful and so forth, people always ask me, because I come from the financial background, is, Frank, what's the best opportunity? Where can I, you know, get my best rate of return? And they often will talk about, you know, what their best assets are. And I'll say, so tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me what assets you have. Tell me what you've been doing over the last several years. And they'll always start telling me about, you know, the value of their home, what they have in a money market account or an IRA or 401k plan or whatever the case might be. And then they'll say, well, what do you think that we should be doing? What would really be our best opportunity to succeed? And then a lot of times when I just sit back, I said, you know what, your best investment is really the investment that you make in yourself. And when I talk about the best investment being, you know, making yourself, it really comes down to the perspective that everything that you have, and we know it's a gift. And that being a gift is, you know, our time, our talent, our treasure. And, you know, people think when they hear that, they go, oh, here we go. We're going to hear about stewardship. And I think your life really has to resemble stewardship, which is, how are we spending that time, talent, and treasure? And when I talk about that, when you're seeking wisdom, which is what you should be seeking, wisdom comes in all different forms. And as it relates to financial wisdom, which we'll address in a little bit, that should really kind of be the last thing. You know, what I tell you to really give some thought to is this, is that, you know, if I were to take someone over a 30-year career, and most of us, you know, may actually have a 40 or 50-year career, you know, when we think in terms of working and everything else, 30 years of working really, you know, presents where we might have worked 60,000 hours if you really thought about it. And me being a math guy and doing numbers all the time, I just took basically 30 years, 40 hours a year, 30 years of career, and you got 60,000 hours. But the reality is that, you know, you did more than just, you know, work 60,000 hours. You actually were living, you know, over a quarter of a million hours. And the question that I would often ask people is so what did you do with that time that you were given? And when we think in terms of that, what I would tell you is that the smarter that you are and that you invest in your education and what you know and so forth, the more likely you are to see opportunities and to have an opportunity really to succeed. And when we think in terms of opportunities to succeed, what we're talking about is really is, you know, being educated. And if you think in terms of the wealthiest people that you've ever met, many of them over the years have been number one in our country, at least, is that they're business owners. They usually own real estate. They, you know, invest, but they invest as what I refer to as an insider. Their best stock is often the stock that they own in their own company or if they work for a corporation. And then they start doing other investments, really, which are what I always say are nothing more than inflation-adjusted rates of return from investments, which what that means is that if you had an investment that earned 7%, and then you think in terms of, well, you have to pay tax on that, and then you figure it out for inflation, well, you might have netted out a little bit more than, you know, what inflation is after all is said and done. And the point of the matter is that the real success and the real bottom line as we, you know, look in terms of, you know, what I call responsible wealth is really taking that, you know, 250, 300,000 hours of your working career and thinking in terms of all the lives that you impact. And when I say that to you, you know, your best opportunity for advancement with regard to a company is really, you know, being that outstanding employee and really going above and beyond and thinking in terms of the lives that you're impacting. You know, is, you know, we hear the story about the mason who's, you know, building a wall, where they're building, you know, a church. They go up to the first mason. They said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "Oh, my job is to, you know, build a wall today." And so he's sitting there, you know, doing that. The next person, they come up to a mason, they said, "And what are you doing?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm building a church." They go up to the next one, and he starts talking about, "Oh, I'm building a cathedral." And he starts getting into the detail of what he's doing and the impact that it's going to have on people and, you know, what it's going to really represent for the community and for the church and everything else. And what you see is that we all see life in all different aspects. And if you can really get buy-in to the fact that everything that you do is a form of stewardship, which is how you spent your time, your talent, your treasure, you'll start to really start to identify where you should be spending your time and where you should be spending your money. And that being the case, what I tell you is that, you know, so your best opportunity for success is really to invest in yourself. And when I say in yourself is, you know, your education, how you spend your time, where you spend your time, the impact that you have on the lives of the people around you. And it comes down to, you know, what I always say is alignment, which is many of us can sit down and we say, this is what I would like my life to look like. And we can talk about, okay, and I always come back to my wealth building blocks, which is, you know, how do I want my faith to look? What's the relationship I want to have with my family? What do I want to do health-wise? How do I want my career to look? And how do I want to handle my money? And I can always go to those wealth building blocks. And at the end of the day, it comes into always that point of alignment, which is, okay, is what we're describing that we'd like our life to look like, are the actions that we're taking on a daily basis in alignment with that? So when we think in terms of, you know, being a good person, being remembered and so forth, or making a difference, you know, when we think in terms of, you know, I just told you a 30-year career, you know, it's 262,000 hours and change. And I said, okay, if you took 30 years, what occurred during those 262,000 hours that you spent? What occurred over that period of years that you spent working your job? How did you treat your client, your customers, the people that you work with, the people that you had impact with every day that you came in contact with? Was it, you know, merely, you know, you were, you know, putting up bricks that day? Were you just building a wall, or did you build a cathedral? Did you build relationships and make a difference in their lives and the people that you came in contact with? Now, if we go a little bit further and I said, okay, well, now let's take a look at even the financial side of what you're doing. Here's some interesting numbers for you. First interesting number when you look at this is that if you were to work, say, 30 years, and I know a lot of us will work a lot longer, and over a 30-year career, if you were earning $80,000 a year and never had a raise, you'd earn $2.4 million. Now, if I added a little bit of inflation to that and say that, okay, you got a little bit more income each year, and let's say you went up by 3% a year, you would have had $3.8 million that went through your hands. When you think about that, that's a lot of money. And, you know, for some people, you know, they make double that. So it's $4.8 or $7.6 million that went through their hands. And the first thing I say is, okay, with that money that went through your hands, here's the question. What do you have to show for it? And a lot of people will say, well, what I have to show for it is, well, I got money in my 401k. And I say, well, that's good, but how much do you have there? According to Fidelity Investments, the average 401k only has $75,000 in the average account. So what we're hearing is that most people really, as it relates to money, they're not saving very much. In fact, you know, we always say that, you know, Americans are consumers. You know, when we went through the recession, it was interesting. Just prior to going into the recession, our national savings rate was actually negative, okay, which means that we were spending more than we were saving, okay? And that's why they say, oh, how's the consumer doing? Because generally speaking is the consumer is all of us, which is the more we spend, the better it is for corporations and for corporate profits and everything else. On the other side of that is that when you look as, you know, okay, you need to save some, you know, when we say a negative savings rate, it means we're not saving enough. So now I go a step further and I go, well, during the recession, the savings rate all of a sudden spiked up. The reason why it spiked up was is that all of us had some nervousness to us as it related to money. And what occurred was is we stopped spending because we had some uncertainty in our life. And so what we started to do is we started to make better decisions and we started to get more in alignment with perhaps how are we spending? Should we be spending at the rate that we are? And so my point in saying that to you is that, see, we have the ability to change at any given time. We can change in an instant and we can get our lives in alignment in every aspect of our life. It's never too late. And when I say that is, you know, we go to our wealth building blocks. You know, if you haven't been taking care of your health, you haven't been eating right, you start right now. On the financial side is if you haven't been really managing your finances the way that you should, you can start that right now. If you own a company and you're a business owner and you haven't been necessarily been a great steward in your business as far as the way you treat your clients, the way you treat your employees and the person that you can change that today. So what I tell you is that alignment is really the key to you having a life of responsible wealth and to for you to really be happy. So if I were to tell you going forward just a few key points, here's a few things I would tell you to do. Number one, I'd start to write down what is it that I'd like my life to look like. And I would tell you, look at that time talent, and treasure. And when I say look at time, talent, and treasure, what I'm saying is, how do you want to spend your time? What's the most important things that you should be doing? Then what I tell you is that go from there and say, how about talent? You know, it's interesting. If we look at everything as a gift, your ability to learn, your ability to do everything you do on a daily basis, it's a gift. And how are you utilizing those gifts? And when I say that is, are you just doing what you're doing when you get to work? What about in the community? If you're gifted with the ability to know something about finance, are you helping the people around you? Are you helping people there? If your gift is perhaps in building or whatever, are you helping when people need a little help with something, or you're helping your church or whatever the case might be? As it relates to money, where's your money going and how are you spending it? Are you being impulsive? So assess everything you're doing and then start to make better decisions. As it relates to money, the perspective should be, once you've taken care of people that are, you know, that you need to take care of, your church, your community, and so forth, you need to pay yourself first. You know, not all the bills first and so forth. I know you're going to pay your bills. We all do. But you got to get in the habit of paying yourself first, and you got to get in the habit of saving money, because what I'm going to tell you is think in terms of those years. You know, we talked about 30 years, 40 years of a career. When you have 30 or 40 years, you don't get those years back. They were a gift, and what you did with that money during that time, that was really the key. You know, as I mentioned before, if you had $3.8 million that went through your hands, how did you hold on to it? So do a personal assessment. Take a look at what you have going on and start making a better decision each day to get in alignment with what you need to do. On our next couple of shows, we're going to actually talk about how do you protect that gift of your career? How do you protect your life's work? And those will be coming up on the next couple of shows. So I thank you for being with me today. It's always a pleasure being with you. And again, this has been Frank Angelos. You've been listening to Discovering Responsible Wealth, and you can contact us at info@iofrw.com. Again, info@iofrw.com. Have a wonderful day. God bless.